This morning, we want to visit a little bit about some of Iowa's heritage and history. The Iowa Barn Foundation is kicking off a weekend later this month, the last weekend of the month on June 27th and 28th, for folks to get out and check out some of rural southeast Iowa with this year's barn tour featuring barns in Jefferson County. Wayne Frost is a member of the Iowa Barn Foundation Board of Directors and is with us here this morning. Wayne, thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
You bet, Jim.
Hey, tell us a little bit about the Jefferson County Barn Tour. What makes the barns in Jefferson County so spectacular?
Well, it's quite an interesting location. We're hosting it out of from the Mosdom Barns in that area. They're a tourist area where people can come in and see information about old barns. That Fairfield area, very interesting. They've got a Carnegie Museum there. Fairfield is where Loudon Manufacturing was started. And for anybody who's a barn enthusiast or has had a barn, they probably have had Loudon products in their barn, anything from the hay trolleys to other things. So all of that is on display and available between the Carnegie Museum, as well as the Mosdom Barns located in Fairfield, and right off of Highway 34.
Yeah. I was looking through some of the different barns that are going to be available. It looks like there are, 21 barns, two corn cribs, and then the carriage house as well, and some other things that folks can take a look at there. But quite a variety of different types of structures.
It is. And, there wasn't really no cookie cutter approach to barns being built in the state of Iowa. It was really to identify what your need was for a farmer, and they build a barn to match it.
Well, I know folks that live on the farm or grew up on the farm, they have an interest in this, but I assume probably some folks, out of curiosity, check out some of these too that have no interest or background in farming. And they've got to be just surprised by some of the things they see, because driving by on the interstate, it just looks like an old building.
Well, it is. And, they're surprised by what they see. And the interesting part about our tours are you get to go inside to these barns. So you might have been driving by this barn and say, I wonder what that looks like, or the history. And here you get to actually go in, see the barn. Most generally, there will be someone that will actually give you a tour of it, tell you about the history, how the barn was used, so you get to see it. I do want to comment on, you think people may not have a connection, but you think of the state of Iowa as really a rural community, and how many of us either grew up on a farm, or our parents were on a farm, or grandparents, and so oftentimes, maybe our grandparents were there, and as grandkids, we used to go out and visit grandpa and grandma, played in the barn and do those things. So a really high number of people in the state of Iowa have a connection to agriculture and barns.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I was looking online on the website and checking out some of the pictures of these different structures, and it seems like no two of them look alike.
That's right. Like I say, they fit to what your needs were. An interesting tidbit, I mentioned the Loudon Manufacturing. I believe it was in 1869 that he patented the hay trolley. And it wasn't until the hay trolleys came into being that the height of barns grew. Prior to that time frame, barns were generally low buildings because they could only, how high could they throw the hay off of a hay rack or something like that. But with a hay trolley, now all of a sudden you could take advantage of vertical and store more hay in these barns. So as you look at some of these barns in terms of when they were built, it varies in how they were able to use technology to change the outside of the structure.
Yeah, you bet. Wayne is a member of the Iowa Barn Foundation, which is dedicated to restoring and keeping these structures in great shape for others to be able to enjoy. In a society today where everything is so throwaway, is it ever amazing to you that folks put so much time and money into preserving some of these historical pieces?
Well, it's surprising sometimes, but when you have a connection to the land or history, we still, as general, as a people, we like to hold on to some of those things. And so we see a lot of people who, this was a relative's barn. It was my grandparents were here. They homesteaded this area that, you know, all of a sudden history, and as you said, we are, with so many things get thrown away, but you see some of these old buildings, and we know every one of them has a story to tell. And that's what's exciting about keeping these buildings. And once they're gone, they're gone. You know, we had someone describe them as castles of the prairie. If you go, for any of your viewers or listeners who have traveled to parts of Europe and places, you'd see these castles all over. Well, in places like Iowa, there was generally a farm every 160 acres. So they were all over. But when they're gone, they're gone.
Yeah, well, and it's absolutely our history, because without them, a lot of these farms don't survive anyway. These are critical structures to have to be able to farm and ranch. But when you look at the different ones we mentioned, they're all a little bit different in their own way. Do you have any favorites on this tour?
Not specifically. I have not been to most of the barns that are on the tour.
Oh.
I've looked at them online. I've toured the barns at the Mosden location. But I'm anxious to be able to see them, and you know, each one is different. I have a large barn where I live in southern Blackhawk County. It's a bank barn where it's got a slope where it goes up two-story. You go up this slope into the barn, so I kind of lean towards that style. We have other people who they really enthuse with the round barns.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of what was your background?
Yeah.
Was your barn white or was it red?
Well, that's what's neat. So many of them are, so, like I said, up front, they're all very different in their own way, because they were all used a little bit differently, too. The needs were different. But this particular activity now with the barn tour on June 27th and 28th, this is kind of a come-and-go thing, right? It's on your own?
You bet. It's open from 9 to 5. There's no charge. It's free. You don't have to be a member. We just like to see people get out and see the history. Oftentimes you'll see that it's multi-generational, where maybe it's a grandparent taking grandkids or their kids, you know, grown adults, and they're all going out to look at it. So, no, free of charge, 9 to 5, you pick the barns you want to go to and go from there.
Yeah. Do folks sign up for this tour to be able to put their barn on the tour, or do you go out and research and try to talk these folks into being a participant?
That's two ways. So in the June tour, we identify one or two counties in the state where we would have the barn tour. And so in this case, we had selected the Jefferson County. We'd worked with the people from there. And between a couple of different of their representatives there, we were able to, they went out and picked these 21 barns. So Tony Webb and Leon Connolly from the Mosden Barns, they're from that area. They went to the Jefferson area. They county picked the barns. Now, later on here, hopefully we'll touch base on our fall tour. Fall tour is barns, people who have either received an award from us, either a financial award or an award of distinction or a preservation award. That's how they get on the fall tour. And we'll actually have about 100 and over 100 barns that'll be on our fall tour across the state. Many of them down in your area, too.
Yeah, you bet. And that All-State Tour, that comes up later in September, September 19th and 20th, to be specific, on that weekend. And, yeah, over 100 barns for folks to be able to take a look at if they'd like to go out and check out some of the different ones. And you kind of see different ones in different parts of the state, don't you?
You bet. So Northeast Iowa, we had a lot of dairy cattle, and so you see a lot of dairy operations. You get down into Western Iowa, Southwest Iowa, you see more beef cattle, those types of barns. So it's, again, your barn matched up to what your requirements were for how you were making your living.
Absolutely. Yep. They're all unique in their own way. Now, the barn tour is actually a free event, right? There's no charge.
Free event, no charge. And as I said, you pick the barns you want to go to. There's generally, if you go out to our website at the iowabarnfoundation.org, there'll be a map out there where you can click on. And there'll be a description of each of these barns. So in the fall, over 100 barns, 100 descriptions. And as I said, you pick the ones you want to go to. If you want to see one, you want to see 10. We have people come in from multiple states around us just for the weekend to tour the barns.
Yeah, and Wayne, even though this one is specific to Jefferson County over in southeast Iowa, do you see people from all over the state at these?
Yes. Here about 3 years ago, I hosted it at my barn in Blackhawk County, which is more northeast, and I had over 800 visitors that weekend, and multiple states all across from the state of Iowa that were people were coming in, and as I said, many people were making a weekend of it.
Wow, over 800. That's quite a friend group you've got going there. I hope you got a lot of email addresses.
It was very enjoyable, and just as I had stories to tell about my barn, many of them had stories about the history of their family barns and such, or grandparents. So really enjoyable time.
Yeah, oh, no doubt. I'm sure a lot of stories were shared. Now, we're also going to share lunch, too. There's a lunch opportunity there over the weekend, so folks can do that. It's best to sign up ahead of time for that?
They do have to sign up in advance for the lunch. And if they go out to our website, they should be able to find a link there where they can sign up. I believe the charge is $15 for that luncheon that will be hosted at the Mosden Barns, their location. And otherwise, there's plenty of restaurants and stuff in the Fairfield area. People are coming from Western Iowa. They want to spend a weekend there. I haven't checked, but I know there's plenty of motels in that area as well.
Excellent. Well, in the Fairfield area, not tough to get to. It's a beautiful area of the state as well. There are a lot of neat things you'll see on the trip over, and you'll have a lot of opportunity there because a lot of those are clustered right around the immediate Fairfield area in Jefferson County, so you can reach those pretty easily. And if you'd like to find out more, just go online to iowabarnfoundation.org, and you'll be able to find the barn tours and all the information you need about the one coming up here in June, and also a little bit about the Allstate tour coming up later on this year, too, and you can follow along. And if folks would like to look into more details about joining the Iowa Barn Foundation, Wayne, I'm guessing you're always looking for new members.
We're always looking for new members. We have approximately 2,000 members right now across the state, but we're always looking for new members, and it talks about what you get. There's a magazine with some great photos of barns and stories twice a year, as well as some other perks as a member. So
excellent. Well, very good. Well, we hope the Jefferson County tour goes well here later this month and the weather stays strong for that. Wayne Frost has been with us this morning. He's a member of the Iowa Barn Foundation, and they are supporting that effort again this year with the annual barn tour here in June, focusing this year in the Fairfield area. Hope folks get a chance to enjoy. Wayne, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
You bet, Jim. You have a great day.